Some seats up here, people in the back. There's all kinds of seats if you want to fill in. Okay, everybody, it's go time. Shut the doors, please, in the back. Shut the doors. Close it down. We ready? All right, so we got about five of you that are ready. Six, seven. All right, before we get started, I'm Mike Agliaro. I own two businesses. One is Gold Medal Service out of New Jersey. The other one is called CEO Warrior. And just so you know, if it makes sense to be in the room and if you should listen to me, and I know there's companies smaller than me and companies bigger than me. We did $28 million last year. We're already ahead of the game, on track for $32 million this year. We have 170 employees, over 125 trucks. We've done over $180,000 in the last 10 years. So, and the big thing is probably in the last 10 years is the part that you just want to pay attention to right now. Now, since I'm trying to do my talks and be nice anymore, normally I would have taken these tables and completely removed them off here, so you'll just have to deal with me stepping behind them, is in the last 10 years, or 10 years ago, we were under $1 million, okay, doing about $800,000 a year, and we did that for 10 years before. And the thing that I learned about this, and why you might want to pay attention, because this is going to be, this is boot camp right now, we're going to get to work. Okay, I'll share some fun stuff, but I'm not going to share a lot of stories for you to listen to a story and be like, that was really exciting. The only thing that will make sense for me today is that I accomplish my target. And my target for you is that you leave today, and in this 1 hour time we're going to spend together, that you say that was the most powerful 1 hour of your life in business. That's what I'm looking for. Minimum, it's got to be worth $100,000, or I didn't do a good job. Minimum. For some of you, it's going to be worth $2, $3, $4, $5 million because I'm going to solve some of the missing pieces. But it's important for you to know my first 10 years. My first 10 years, I have every excuse, every problem. I got to do everything myself. I'm a perfectionist. Anybody else in a room like that? Yeah, okay, so I already got a lot of honesty because I think, and I don't, is Ellen still in the room? No. We would know if she's in a room. She's as classy as it gets, isn't she? She's a ball of energy. So, but I think she did a good job of asking questions. But here's what I want you to do today. You know, the fact we're in a room, let's just get true. Let's just be true with ourselves, right? So as I'm asking questions, if it's truth, don't care about what the person to the left or right of you is doing. So if I say, look, are you? Let me ask you a question. Who is at the point in this room that you're so frustrated, you're just wondering, is this really worth it? Be honest with me. Come on. Okay. I get that because that was my first 10 years until my partner came to me and he said these words. Now, who has a partner in the room? Partner, business partner? I don't know if they ever said these words. 10 years ago, my partner came to me. We're together. We started the business. Now I'm an electrician by trade. That's what I started out as. So I've eaten plenty of insulation. I've climbed through plenty of crawl spaces with, you know, cat piss in it. Like I get what it's like to dig trenches and work really hard. And he came to me and he says, I'm done. I'm done, Mike. Can't do it no more. I'm burnt out. I'm fatigued. My knees hurt. My legs hurt. My body's hurt. Because we've been running really hard, but not running really smart. You ever see that hamster wheel? The faster you run on the hamster wheel, you go fast, but you don't go where? You don't go nowhere. You don't go nowhere. And that was the turning point where we made a decision, and I said, well, Rob, what if we decided, and me and Rob have been together over 22 years now, so we've watched each other get married, we watched each other have babies, I mean, we've seen everything together, and I said, what if we just learned how to do it different, really different? Now, I heard a company up here talking, I don't remember who it was, has, you know, 100 employees. Now, man, that's amazing. What I want to tell all of you that I think, and Ellen did a good job of explaining, I think it's really easy to double and triple the size of a business when you know what to do. And I'm going to share a lot of what to do. The reason I don't have slides is because I don't want you to go into cyberspace on me. I want you laser focused on what I'm saying, the words I'm saying. Now, here's what will happen by the end of this talk today. There'll be three groups of you. Some of you, I'm just going to prepare. You're going to love me. I'm not kidding. You're going to be like, oh my God, I love that guy. Some of you are going to really hate me. And I'm okay with that. You know why you'll hate me? Because I'll knock you off your balance. Because I'm going to say things that probably completely break the way of your thinking, the way you have been thinking. But let's be clear on something. The way you've been thinking has gotten you exactly where you're at today, good or bad. Good or bad. And even the most successful in business today want more. Is that true? I mean, the most successful want more, okay? So one will love me, two will hate me, and number three will be confused for me for the next hour. You'll just stare at me because I'm a tattooed guy telling you I've done major things, and I'm kind of like a purple unicorn. Like, you think they might be real, you just never seen one. And I'm okay. I don't get freaked out easy. Just stare at me, creepy, and I'm cool with that. But the one thing I do need to make sure is that you're going to play so full out for this next hour, knowing that I am here. I'm going to give you everything I got, and the only way I'm so successful is if you get change. Now, I've learned something really important. Do you want to know the number one missing piece? I was on an interview last night at 9 o'clock, and I thought, you know, who's looking for the silver bullet? Be honest. The silver bullet. Like, I'm just looking, right, for that bullet, that one thing to do. And I solved it last night when I was on this interview. You know what the silver bullet is? Yell it out. What do you think it is?
Powerball.
No, Powerball. It could be. It could be. I have my own philosophies of lottery and hoping to win versus create your own wins. But you're right. That might solve. Here's the thing. You're the magic pill. You're the missing piece. You are the piece. And let me tell you why. I'm going to break a lot of myths that you probably know as we dig into this workbook. The first myth that I want to break for you is the fact that you need more skill sets. See, you don't need more knowledge. You don't. And anybody who's giving you knowledge and wisdom without first making sure where your mindset is pretty much robbing from you, I'm telling you. Because how many of you have sent people to training and they came back stupider than when they went? Just me? Okay, a few. All right. And some of you still are dealing with the pain, right? Why is that? And this one nugget, and you should be writing like mad as I talk. This one nugget is, until you understand the mindset and shift the mindset of somebody, you can't give them new skill sets. You see, it is impossible to grow a $10, a $20, a $30 million company with a $1 million mind. Do you get that? It's impossible to grow a big company with that level of mind. See, that level of mind is the reason why you're at where you're at, good or bad. The reason you don't have a $100 million business is because you don't have a $100 million mind when you were 20, 30, 40 million. Now, here's the thing I learned. I learned the people that are doing $250,000 a year need the same stuff as the people that are doing $20, $30 million a year. Because everybody has a roadblock. They're just different roadblocks. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, now, we got to rewind a minute, or it's going to be pretty tough in here. Because I know it's not difficult to say the word yes. So if it does make sense, and I say, does it make sense, I need a resounding yes. Because here's what I want to tell you. Do you guys stand in front of your employees and what do you tell them? You need to be ready, you need to be excited, you need to have energy, and then you guys in here are the owners and you're like, yes. And I'm like, wait a minute, conflict. You want your employees over here. I don't know why my employees, Mike. Why are your employees on video, all 170, breaking boards, flipping tables, woo, you know? Let's go take on the world. And in here, you guys are like, well, our employees, it's like this. Can't you just do the... Now, let me give you a warning real quick in case I didn't. Sometimes my Italian... Any Italians in the room? Okay, sometimes my Italian comes out and I use some colorful words. I don't know when it's going to happen. I would say if you're offended easily, you should leave now. The rest of you that stay in the room and I use that, just pray for me. I'll take all the prayers I can get. Is that fair? I'm good with that. Now, I need to survey the room because every time I do it, I take a little survey in here. Who watches The Walking Dead? That's it? Okay, rest of you are going to die. That's clear. Okay, that's cool. Who does martial arts? Okay, now I know if I got a fight, who to watch out for. And who carries a gun normally? Now, how scary is that shit in this room now? And that's why I did that, because I need to know what I'm up against. And who's my tattooed people in the room? Even if they're hidden on your ass. All right, a couple hands went up. So what I want to do is I'm going to give you some of the biggest strategies, the missing pieces, the paradigm shifts. Now, I'm going to tell you in the industry today, who has seen me speak in person before? Raise your hand. Okay, who has seen me on Facebook video? Raise your hand. Who's read my book? Raise your hand. Who's never seen me before? Now's the time where I use a colorful word. You are. They may not invite me back, but you're fucked. Okay? And I'm so funny. When you're home with your wives and your boyfriend, you're like, let's go, right? But here it's like, oh my God, he said the word. This is so weird, right? Don't get all creeped out. All right, good. Here's what I'm thinking where we want to go. And we're going to move so fast and furious because just like Ellen Relic, I'll run out of time. I'm sure I'll run out of time. You need to think quick. Now, sometimes people tell me this. Mike, can you just slow down a little bit? And you know what I normally say? Why don't you just speed the heck up? Okay? So I need you to speed up today. Be laser focused with me. Listen and look for the shift. Because what I was getting ready to tell you was, and you should look at me for a couple ways today. One, you should pay attention to what I'm saying because I'm only here. I'm at my legacy stage early. I'm 45 years old. Our business that will do $32 million this year runs itself. I don't have an office in my building. We go there when we want. There's a lot of people here that have been to my building and seen it. And the reason I did that, because I know a lot of people have a big company, and it's like, great, and they're divorced. And that makes no sense to me. And a lot of people have a big company, and they're slaves to it. And I wanted to prove 4 years ago I could run a really big company without me going there. I'll go when I want, which has led me to why I'm in front of you today with CEO Warrior. I decided my legacy is if I could leave this world knowing that I changed more lives, and that's my mission, change more business owners like your lives than anyone else on the planet. That's what keeps me driven. The other reason you should look at me today is you should pay attention to my leadership up here. How am I communicating? What am I saying to you? Now, the stuff that I'm going to teach you, I'll tell you, the big companies probably in this room aren't happy I'm teaching it to you. Do you think the largest companies, service companies of the world, no matter what they do. And I want you to know what I do. I do plumbing, heating, cooling, electric, drain cleaning, one-day bathroom solutions, basement waterproofing. You know, we do millions and millions of dollars in all of it. I manifest money from the sky because I choose to, and that's how I think. Do you think the big companies, service companies of the world want you to know all the information so you can grow? Yes or no? Of course they don't. And that's why most of them hate me. And that's why I've trained martial arts for the last 31 years. So I could come out here because I'm going to be the magician today. The magician with the mask. He tells you how all the magic tricks happen. And the other magicians hate him. Right? But the people who really want to know embrace it and they take it. So I'm going to be that magician today. And I stepped in front of this world, this industry, to tell you because here's what I never forgot. I never forgot this. I never forgot what it was like the first 10 years to be in a struggle, to be frustrated, and for my wife to get that call. My wife's my goddess. She's with me over 25 years since high school, and I never would forget the call. Anybody else get the call? It's normally, well, for me, it came at 4 o'clock, and the question she always wanted to know was what? Yeah, that was question one was, what were you, you know, when you coming home? And number two is, which always kind of blew my mind, is, what are we going to do for dinner? And I was like, well. And then I would always say the honest answer. I'll be home around 6-ish. You're laughing because you do the same crap, right? And we know what time 6 really is. What time is it? Yeah, it's 10, it's 9. See, I knew what was happening. I just didn't know how to get out of it. Anybody else become just like their dad? Work a million hours. That's it? A million hours, which I love my dad, hardest worker, million hours, but what wasn't around. We couldn't play ball. We couldn't do the things. Because all he knew was what his father taught him, work and work and work. And in the end, I'm going to tell you, like I heard Ella tell you, is that, you know, there is a way to do this. Now, will I tell you it's easy? No, the reason why I picked the name CEO Warrior is because I believe today, I want you to go back in time and see yourself at 9 years old. If I put you on this stage at 9 years old, what would you do if you were up here and you were 9 years old? What would you do? You would dance. You wouldn't care. You'd pull your belly up. You wouldn't care what anybody thought. Brave. Put a cape on. And you were pretty sure you were unstoppable. But then see, life goes on. Now, when you started business,
It's interesting, because when you started business, were you like this? Oh, I'm going to start a business. I guess it will be okay. Do the very best we can. Or were you like, nah? You're like, everywhere you went, you're in 7-Eleven. You're like, I do plumbing. I pump stuff. You need something? I'm the guy. But then over the years, you're like, I just need my coffee, and I just won't tell anybody really what I do anymore, because I'm just pissed and depressed as hell, right? I get it. See, a warrior is a mindset. It's a way of life. And if you take anything, just take the mindset of a warrior is being willing to do the toughest decisions. And if I don't pre-frame this now, you won't be able to pay attention to what I'm doing. See, warrior is the person that steps in front and is willing to do the tough things to serve their family better. Better than anybody else can serve them. Better. Good? Yes? All right, are we off to a good start?
Yeah.
All right, so listen, open up the book. Don't worry about my cool, intimidating ass pictures. That's just to make you think I'm really intense. And I am very high strung. Page 3, we're not going to read nothing. Don't read it, just flip to the page, pay attention, write stuff down. All it says there is a disclaimer. It says that what I say works for me in New Jersey, but you should talk to the president, your attorney, your accountant, and every other guru to make sure it's good for you. Is that fair? Do your own due diligence on the things I say. Flip to page 4. Flip fast, because I said move quick. We got a lot of ground to cover. We're here to make magic today. Number 4, I already told you my big ass promise. What is my promise to you? Yell it out. What's my promise? Okay, we're going to make a lot more money, minimum of 100 grand. Okay, remind me to ask you at the end if I accomplish this. If it leaves easily number 1 best hour that you spent, and you see yourself as long as you apply. Because first you need mindset. You have to have a paradigm shift. A paradigm shift that's permanent, not temporary. I'm not here to motivate you. You may feel good, but I'm not here to motivate you. I'm here to let you know that once you align the mindset and I give you skill sets and you take massive action, you'll get massive results. Make sense? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let's keep going. I want you to go to page 7 right now. I just want you to open it and leave it open. Here's what I would like to know. If I held up, let me see something here. Let's do a little test here. Let's do a test. I just took out $50 out of my pocket. And I'm going to give the $50 to the first person that comes on stage to get the $50. Good job, my friend. Now, this is really interesting.
I knew it was coming. She's got the
last $350.
It's good support. Here's my question for you. And I've done this a lot, in a lot of events with a lot of people. And it never seems to amaze me that you're in here to learn. But I'm going to tell you, you're already done. You're already done. Because I held up 50 beep, 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 dollars. Now, here's the funny thing. You're at Bed Bath & Beyond. You come out. You're with your kids. And there's a penny. And you're like, son, don't ever walk by that. The universe will see you don't need money. Pick up the penny. But I just held up $50. And 98% of you didn't move. I really wonder what would happen if you held up $50 in your company and said, who will come and take it? If only one moves, what the problem is? And guess what the problem is? It's you, because you didn't get up for it. Now, what you should have did, here's what I'm curious. In the back of the room, somebody answer, why didn't you come and grab $50 from me? Anybody? Okay, look at this. Great, come on up here. I want to give you something. It's better than 50 bucks. This is all about leadership. And I'll tell you one thing about my books. If you read it and don't learn stuff, send it back. I'll give you your money back because it's worth millions. Perfect. There you go. Great. Now, here's what he said. I'm in the back. I'm not going to get there before someone in the front. But here's the thing you got to know. In business, to go from where I was under $1 million to $28 million last year, which just so you know, the year before was 23.5. So we take $3-4 million jumps like I sneeze. Why? Because I will run and give it 100% effort to get it. And then if I don't get it, I'll think, I'll course correct on how to do it better next time, which means I might sit my ass right here. Because opportunity, I think what you want, this is what I think what some of you want. Let me make it easy for all of you. Here's your success. Sit in your seat. Don't get the hell up. Because that's what you want. You want success without work, so don't get up, please. Don't get up. Stay there. Enjoy that on me. Now, here's the thing. I think if we just yield, I got a 16-year-old son. He's 6 foot tall, 270 pounds, full-grown beard. Scary as heck when you're near him. Martial artist training since he's 3 years old, right? The lessons I tell him, I make sure who follows it. Me. So I wonder what lessons you're telling your children. You got to go for it. You got to give it 100% of your energy. When an opportunity is there, run, knock stuff down. And then what will happen? Then you'll get it. See, here's the thing I know. I know that what makes me different than most is I'm running at the same level 11 years ago as I am today, if not faster. Who watched the movie The Purge? The Purge, it's a creepy-ass movie I watched with my daughter. For 24 hours, the world can go out there and legally kill people and purge. It's weird. Don't look at that. Here's what I want you to look at. And I hope I can show my passion, because I'm not here to sell you nothing. I got nothing for you. I only got insight for you to change. The purge is happening in businesses today. The bigger are getting bigger. Do you hear me? The smaller are dying. They're dying. You need to get bigger. And those that tell me this, if I haven't already pissed you off in one way or another, let me just see if I could do a little better at it. Because I live a life, I believe it's better to give a hurtful truth than a comforting lie. Because I believe the world loves to give you comforting lie. Come here, big boy, I'll hug you. It will be fine. I say no. You know what you need? You need me to stick my foot on your back and push you forward and tell you to throw away your whoopee blanket. Because if you ain't ready to throw away the whoopee blanket, you're not gonna get the action that you need. Does this make sense? Does this make sense? Yes, louder. Yes. Because here's the thing you got to know. When the shift comes in and you're ready to play full out this game of growing a business so you don't become purged. See, people tell me, Mike, we deliver the very best service on the planet. I'm like, really? Okay, cool. What size are you? Oh, we're a million, 2 million. I'm awesome. At what rate are you growing? Man, we've been flat for a while. I said, do you realize the byproduct of doing really incredible, amazing service is you would grow? Listen to me a minute, everybody. Does that make sense? If you really did the service you tell me, like our number three core value, wow service, exceeding customers' expectations, the byproduct of doing amazing service is you grow. So if you didn't grow, stop lying. Stop lying. And then when you come to the truth, and I'm a spiritual guy, I'm not a religious guy. Don't hold that against me, I won't hold nothing against you, right? But I do believe that phrase, the truth will what? Set you free. A lot of us just need to come to grips with the truth. Why do I have the problem I have now? It's me, look in the mirror, make the change. Good? Yes? Okay, perfect, let's keep going. We got a lot of ground to cover here. Let's do another test. I'm gonna give something that's worth 20-something million to the first person on stage. 20 million. Worth over 20 million. Boom. Okay. Now we're warming up. Now we're warming up. All right. Page number 8. Page 8. I use this in every single meeting. I want you to pay attention to page 8. There's only 3 things we need to do today and everything I'm going to teach you moving forward. And if you haven't figured out, I'm going to test you again. Now, I'm just wondering at what point, I'll tell you the number one thing. Write down the word course correction. Matter of fact, tattoo it on your hand if you want. Course correction. I'm going to tell you what I see in this room, if you like it or not. I'm going to tell you that when things are not working out the way I want to get the rewards that I want, I need to make a what? Course correction. I need to change. Now, you know I have plentiful stuff up here. But you haven't changed yet, because if you were willing to change, your ass would sit up front. Now, I don't want a whole bunch of you up here, unless you want to win. So I will just challenge you to think of your course correction. Now, some of you just could not get in front of this room and do this. Who would it kill if you came up on stage? It's like, I would never do it. I crawl in a hole. You won't even raise your hand, because you're worried I'll bring you up here, son? That's just so damn weird.
It's like my employees, which we call experts in the field, not technicians, because there's a difference between a technician and an expert, right? I don't want the technician to work on my heart. I want the expert to work on my heart. So who calls their guys technicians? Look, now we're moving. See, now we got people who want to be success. Success. There's three things you got to do with everything. Come on up, brothers. Just not nobody that was carrying a gun.
Oh, I left it in my coat.
All right, that's good. That's good. I got guns. This is my board of appeals right now. Good job, gentlemen. Stay up here the whole time. Items to stop doing, start doing, and keep doing. That's the only thing I want to know from every single meeting that I do. It's the only thing I want to know. When every time, who has meetings? Anybody have meetings that have meetings that have meetings? It's every Wednesday's a meeting, every Thursday's a meeting, and then it's like we leave the meeting, we're like, break. Okay, what do we got to do now? Meetings can suck the life out of your company, right? But here's the thing. I do meetings when I have to, and I leave with three things. Items I got to start doing, stop doing, and keep doing. Let this skill set sink in. This is one of the most valuable things I implemented in my company. Because I needed to make sure that when people left the meeting with me, just like you're going to leave today, that you have action items. Because to leave today, if you haven't wrote down a note, you're not taking no action. It's cool. Congratulations. You're where you're at. But the behaviors, what happened? You forgot your notebook? I bought this for you. You forgot a pen. What do you think? I got a supply of pens up here? You guys got to get a pen. Oh, brother love. I got this for the guy that forgot his notebook. Now listen, don't hold this against me. They really didn't want me to bring this thing. And I'm like, this is a plumper show. Like, is this really going to offend it? I'm going to build a marketing piece with this. Just keep that in mind. Hold on to that, brother. Okay. Are we good? Yes? Start doing, stop doing, keep doing. Anybody in the door, come in. Don't be afraid because the crazy tattooed guy's up here. I know it looks scary and intimidating, which it probably is some. All right, go to page number 9. Who wants to understand their marketing at the highest level? Okay, the rest of you, put your fingers in your ears. Don't listen to this. It only cost me $600,000 I invested in my own education. No exaggerations, no joke. I don't blow smoke, okay? That rhymed. I never used that one before. It was pretty cool, but that was really good. $600,000 because I learned something really early. The smartest people in the world knew stuff I don't know. You get that? And I know when I get the information from the smartest in the world and I apply it, like the people who grew 1-800-GOT-JUNK, the smartest marketers in the world, I knew one thing, that when I apply it, no one else was thinking. See, I've been watching, while everybody else is watching what the other pumpers and plumbers and all tradespeople are doing, see, I was watching Walmart and Target and Lowe's and Home Depot and Sam's Club and BJ's. See, I was watching Disney. What are they doing? That's why I was like the stealth bomber. By the time I showed up, no one seen it coming because I was doing different than everybody else. Make sense? I'm going to give you the simplest things. Now, I get something here. I get that a lot of this is going fast for you. In the end, I have a link. You'll go get a contest, and I'll do a follow-up teleseminar because I don't know if I'll finish. And the follow-up teleseminar, I'm not selling you nothing. It's to serve you guys. It's to serve you. When I go, I need to know I made a huge difference. As soon as you find your passion back in your business and you're so passionate, you're willing to step up and do it, things will change. Make sure you're on page 9. Number one thing about marketing, you need to identify your avatar, your perfect customer. Most of you think you're going to be all things to all people, which then you're all things to nobody. You can't be all things to all people. Make sense? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, these yeses got to get louder because I'm going to tell you there's a strategy on how I teach. I sink my strategy into your DNA so you can go apply it. Please let the shift happen. I'm just asking you to say yes. I'm not asking you to join a cult or something. Just asking you to step the hell up today, this morning. Set the stage. When you walk through the show tomorrow, here's how I want you walking. So people are like, oh, sir, do you own the place? Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you think that because that's what's going to happen. See, you have to have that level of pride and confidence. Number two, your message to the market. What's the difference between a $1 bill and a $20 bill?
$19.
The message on it. Close. The message on it. One of you should have said, you got a 20 and a 1. I'll show you the difference. But you didn't. And I got no 20s and no 1s. It's the message. First, perfect client, perfect avatar, who I want. If you attract And maybe your business model. There's volume business models, which are great. Walmart is what kind of business model? A volume business model. It works for them. They're not going out anytime soon. Nordstrom's is what kind of business model? A value, right? A quality. I'm in the quality. So I got to make sure my customer I'm attracting is the Nordstrom's customer. And I got to make sure the message matches them. So if I would say if you fish with guppy bait, you catch guppies. A lot of you, your marketing's fishing with guppy bait. You're catching guppies. Number three, the location. Where is the fishing hole? Where are these perfect people that I can just throw my message in and pull back? Who's in the Yellow Pages? Who got out of the Yellow Pages? Thank you for getting out of it because you made it so much easier for me. Congratulations. I'm in it and it still does amazing. See, I just learned how to do it different than most of you. Most of you said, well, this is the program they have. And that's the program I got to use. And I just asked a different question. If there was a way to do this program any way different or better, what would it look like? You should try to write that down. If there was a way to do this any better or different, what would that look like? So for me, I pulled off a program that makes it a no-brainer. I can use that book till the end of time and I win with it. I don't want you to be upset that you got out. I just want to open your mind that maybe what you heard is a lie. Maybe the people telling you don't know. See, the reason why people listen to me is because I get it. If you want to talk about a brand new sprinter, 2 weeks old, flipping over on a term on Route 18 and bursting into flames, like, I know that. If you want to talk about an army tractor trailer ramming one of our trucks into a divider and smashing it, I know that. See, I know this because I live this world. I know what it takes to make 170 employees produce like machines and have a culture better than Zappos. It's the only reason you're listening now. The only reason you're engaged. And just so you know, if I had control of the thermostat, it'd be about 50 in here now, not 90. Because some of you are sweating your ass off and some are still cold. Okay, location. Number three, you got it. Number four, you got to have a system. You have to have a process that says, now most people have a marketing system where they set it and forget it, and that's a death trap. Because how do you course correct on a set it and forget it? Does this make sense? Yes? Yeah. You can't do that. See, who's already heard something this morning that's like, okay, I need to think more about it, or oh crap, I'm hearing a piece of change. Raise your hand if you're hearing something different. Okay, I'll work harder. Some of you guys, I'm sure you're smarter, and that's cool. You share this stuff. So you got to course correct. Have a system, course correct. See, who has a marketing budget? Set, marketing budget. Holy crap. Okay, who does not have a marketing budget? Okay, we need to know that. And pretty much, because I'll tell you, if you don't have a marketing budget and you don't apply marketing, it's a little harder to grow. See, the reason you don't have a marketing budget and apply money to marketing is because fear of making a mistake. Is that true or true? Yeah, it is. People are afraid to put out money and not get a return. But I'm going to tell you two things you have to have. One, you need a marketing budget. And two, is anybody right now, the first quarter, it's just very interesting doing business right now. Anybody? Just me? Or your arms are broke? This is not an interesting first quarter. Who's up the first quarter already? Okay, so not all of you raised your hand, which means those that didn't, it's interesting. Can we agree? It's down? Okay. It's an interesting one because most people with their marketing budgets don't even know how to allocate it. They spread it out over 12 months. You can't do that. You need to front load the slow time, right? You need to front load the dip so you can balance it out. Then in the middle, pull back on that marketing. And then in the end, when we know after every winter, there's going to be a spring if it's short or not. And then there's going to be a summer. There's going to be a fall. You got to know how to allocate that. Does this make sense about marketing? I know it's fast and furious. If anything you take away is a question to think deeper about, to learn more about, that's it. Question. If you know the answer, don't answer it. What business are you in? What business are you in?
Marketing.
He knew the answer.
Yep.
None of you else knew it because you had all yelled it out. Who's in the business of customer satisfaction? Nobody. Because now he told you and now it ruined it for me. Totally ruined it. No, it's good. You're only in one business of marketing. Now, who considers them really, you're really smart in marketing in this room? Like, you'll go up against me in marketing. Raise your hand. Okay. Well, thank you. You put me way up on a pedestal. So that felt really comfortable for a minute there. I got one challenge, but that's good. Here's the deal. You're only in the business of marketing. Without marketing, you can't sell, can't give customer satisfaction, you can't do anything. There's three things. Write this down. If we called my son right now and said, what are the three things, son, that's going to be very important for the business you'll grow? He'll say number one is marketing. He'll say number two is what?
Marketing.
No, number one's marketing. Number two is sales, and we'll talk about sales in a minute. It's sales. It's the art of educating a consumer to the point it makes logical sense for them to decide you. And number three is what? Leadership. If you understand marketing, the level of communication where it makes sense for people to choose you as the company of choice, and leadership. See, the problem is most of you, not all of you, because I don't know all of you, it's a leadership problem. Want to raise your company? Raise yourself. You have to raise your level. I had to reinvent myself. 12 years ago, cut off jeans, tattoo, guinea tea. What'd you expect? Guinea tea, right? And a bad attitude. How do you think that was working for me? Not well, because I was pretty convinced it wasn't me. Everybody else was stupid. That didn't work out. So I'm only telling you what I did myself. I had to reinvent myself. I knew that the skill sets, how I behaved, the level, everything, my communication, how I stood in front of my team. If you come to my team now and watch, and there's been, who's been to my team? Raise your hand if you've been. They've been to my team. My level of team there, like if I said everybody, my team was here and you were there, and I said to my team, these people are going to try to hurt us. These guys would hurt over me and attack you like the Walking Dead. I mean, they'd be crazy. Because of leadership. Make sense? Yes or yes?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Move on. Go to number 10. Sales. I'm going to tell you the problem with sales. I'm not a sales guru. I'm a serving guru. The problem that's broken with sales is everybody is telling you some crazy strategy. When the customer says this, you should say, should we call your husband now, right? And it's all this foo-foo trying to convince people to do things they really don't know, and probably because your marketing is not as effective as it is. Because do you have to sell anybody who's already seen the perceived value in your company? No. Say no. No, you don't. So we want to be like this. Let's be integrity. Let's have total integrity. Now go out there and sell someone some stuff. That you weren't born that way. You weren't born to sell. You were born to serve. And when people see, and again, I'm spiritual, not religious, so I'm not going to a religious place. I'm just going to the point you were born that when somebody delivered extreme value, there was no selling in it. You're not going to hear the word selling in my company. If I use the word selling, it's to relate to serving. And this is a cultural thing, because when you have a culture of selling, anybody got an amazing employee in their office, like he's just kick-ass, like he brings in numbers. Man, only a couple of you guys are really in pain, aren't you? I might have to start praying today. I don't know. See, I used to put that guy on a pedestal. Can't just be like him.
My name's Ben.
Ben.
Yeah.
Ben. Can't you be like Ben? He's amazing, which I didn't know what I was doing. Guess what the message to everybody else was? You all suck. Ben's great. I didn't know that. I'm like, can't just be, Ben, tell him how to do it already. And everybody else is in there like, yeah, I guess we suck. And I was thinking, you do, actually. It's horrible. I didn't know. See, once I flipped the mindset, imagine if you, in a couple days or weeks, could flip the mindset of your employees to think slightly different. What would be the value of that?
Huge.
Crazy huge. 30, 40, 50, 100 million huge. Okay, number two. So one, mindset from selling to serving. Number two, yes, you got to have a system to exceed customers' expectations. To exceed customers' expectations. Bringing up the newspaper and garbage pail don't count no more. Do you guys get that? That's old. It's expected of you. Here, I brought you up your newspaper. I expected it. I expect that stuff. And when you expect it, does it count as all? It doesn't count at all. Nothing. So you have to go over and above on how are you going to have a system. Our guys bring, if they heard it was the customer's birthday, they bring a birthday cake. Never even did work for the customer. They tell the customer, look, before we get started, we heard it's your birthday. I'd love to sing to you first. I know it might be a little weird, but just embrace the moment.
Oh, geez.
That guy's referred us. The birthday cake one customer referred us to over $150,000, because whoever forgets that? No one. Actually, he called me. There was a message on my machine. He says, it's Uncle Mike. Give me a call back. I don't have an Uncle Mike. So what I do, I called him up. I'm like, is Uncle Mike there?
He says, yeah, this is Uncle Mike. And he tells me the story about the birthday cake. I didn't even know it. See, that's serving at a high level. If your employees went, do any of you care about buying a $5 birthday cake? No, you don't. You don't. Okay, number three, you got to have a tracking system in place. You got to have a scoreboard to say if you're winning or losing. A lot of you are telling your employees you're losing, and you're not showing them you're losing. Or you're winning, and you're not telling them we're winning. We review that all the time. All the time. Here's where we're at in the game. Here's where we're at in the game. Does that make sense? Now, I know a lot of you probably have the fanciest ass software. You're like, I hit buttons, it projects it on the ceiling, it goes on the box. I get it. Some of you guys are really technical, and I love you for that. Here's what I'm going to tell you. There's no substitute for a whiteboard and someone writing it, because there's a difference between this and taking something and having to write, we're not doing good. You get there's a different level of DNA ownership to that? So sometimes technology can really play an amazing part, and sometimes it can't play a great part at all. It's actually restrictive. All right, next one, training. And I'm going to talk about the next three because it's the missing piece for a lot of you. See, most companies are managing. They're managing more out of anything. And a byproduct or managing by the word itself means maintain. See, you're managing, but you keep telling your people, do more, do more, do more, and you're managing. See, training and coaching is the missing piece. See, if you think of somebody in your mind right now, think of somebody in your company that you want them to do better. Who right now knows, and let's make sure we're clear, managing is the functions, the logistical items, the pieces that we move, right? It's the screwing of the bottle caps on. Coaching is the, you can do this, think about this today, it's mindset stuff. Coaching is all mindset stuff. And training is here skill sets. If you think of these three pieces, it's solved, it changed the game for me. In this room, who knows somebody in their company that's not doing great that needs to be managed better? Raise your hand, managed. Okay, who needs coaching? Coaching? And who needs training? Yeah, some of them may need all three, I get that. But I'm going to tell you when you can identify. See, I used to go to my manager and say, "What? Do tell them, Ben, tell them, do more. Do more." And Ben's like, guys, fill out your invoice and do your paperwork, and you got to talk about this stuff, right? And that's managing. It took me a while to figure out what was missing was the coaching and training. And that not everybody needs the same thing. If you write something down, you should write that down. Not every employee needs the same thing, but how many of you are teaching the same thing? A lot of you. You can't. Separate it. Separate it. Make sense? Yes or yes?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Are we doing good?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. All right, go to number 11. Strategy number three. And we're going to have to move fast because we still have a couple big things I want to at least touch on there. Strategy number three. We talked a little bit about reinventing yourself. You have an identity now. I had actually two identities. I had an identity at work. It was really nasty, mean, had a bad attitude. I didn't like anybody. Even though I paid them, I didn't like them. Not you guys. You pay everybody you love, right? Just me. I paid some people I disliked. And then when I would go home, I'd be like, oh, come here, and I'd hug my wife and kids, and I'm a totally different person when I'm home. Anybody else like that? Two different personalities? Oh, the rest of you are just miserable all the time, right? And that's good. That's okay, too, right? Long as you know. See, here's what I needed to know. I needed to know, number two, the identity I needed to be. And as soon as I was that, as soon as I was the person I knew I needed to be, and I was that way all the way around, like my wife will tell you, like, I'm the guy that when something comes to my mind, it comes out my mouth. Anybody else like that? Even if it's inappropriate and wrong. Yeah, my wife says, not everything that comes to your head, Mike, should come out your mouth. I says, too late for that. It just came out my mouth, and it was really stupid, but I said it. So now I'm going to stick with it, right? Because I needed to make sure that I was me and not an act. I was me when I'm not an act. See, I'm a tattooed guy who's on his own since he's 15 years old, who had a townhouse when he was 19. That's me. You get it? And I own that. So you need to understand what identity will you write down that you need to become. And I'm going to tell you, I will 100% say there's no one in this room that doesn't need to become something else to get to where they want to go. Is that true or true? Because who has children in the room? Have you had to change a little bit? How about when they're a 13-year-old girl? Have you had to change a little bit?
That's where I'm at right now. Purple hair, 13, and thinks she's 40, right? I have to change as a father to serve her as a daughter. I can't be the same father my father was, because that it's a different time. It's a different age. Some of you guys just got to come into the 2016 and get that it's different. Who read Who Moved My Cheese? Okay, if you didn't, write it down. It's a simple book. Read it on a while you're on the toilet thinking about sewer pumping or something. It's a quick read. Who Moved My Cheese? Saved the game. I've never had a down year, never had a flat year. Always made minimum of an extra million a year. I don't tell you that to brag. I just tell you to let you know the cheese is moving. The rate of time is moving. The pace of things is moving. And if you're not moving faster than that, you're drowning and dying. All right, let's go to the next one. Go to page 12. Warrior hiring. Strategy number 4. Now, I get we're scratching the surface on some of these. Cool. That's why I gave you the booklet. That's why I invested in that, so you could take it back and think about this. If you're not on my Facebook, get on it. And if you're not on Facebook, grow the hell up already. All right? Because the world's there. I don't know what to tell you. Well, I got a really private life, Mike, and I don't want people to see my stupid dog and the bunny rabbit, right? I'm like, people are already seeing it anyway. It's the way of the world. The more you fight the trend, the more it's going to fight back on you. Go on my Facebook and just find me, because I share value and insight for nothing. Okay? Hiring. Who wish they can hire more employees quicker, faster, and they're all like amazing? Okay, some of you have no problem with it, and that's awesome. Here's the thing you got to do again. You'll hear some common language. One, identify the perfect employee. Now, I am really skilled at something. See, who's always looking for A players? Raise your hand. You're looking for A players. See, A players are such a big pain in the ass sometimes. They're annoying. They try to act like they own the company. High maintenance. Like, I always want to kick them in the back of the face or something, right? Like, always bother me. See, I'm really good at taking C and B players and making them an A. See, but when I take a B or C and make them into an A, guess what happens? They're not that way. They're not that way. First, you have to identify the perfect avatar, and you really have to understand who is that person. Do I want somebody that's married with kids, that wants a long-time career, that who's in a big hunting area? Big hunting area? Like buck, elk, whatever you guys hunt, unicorns, whatever. The thing is, the difference is when I know exactly who I could attract, now I can craft the message to attract them. I always give the same example because I know it's an example that makes sense. If I was to hire people and I lived in an area like, I don't know, Pennsylvania, where everybody was really big on opening day of buck season, what do you think would be in my recruiting ad? Never miss an opening day of buck season again when you work here. Is that different than what most people are saying? Yes or yes?
Yes.
Would I recruit your employees? Yes, probably. Because they're like, when you go over to Gold Medal Service, you're never going to miss opening day to go get the big buck. See, we know it's important to you. But we also know not everybody hunts. So we'll still have people working. See, that's how you know how to attract the right employees. Does that make sense? Yes or yes?
Yes.
If you don't identify really what you're looking for, you can't get there. You can't get there. Number 2, be in the business of recruiting. See, recruiting's not a part-time thing. It's an everyday, all week, all the time thing. People tell me the same thing. Here comes another paradigm shift. Another paradigm shift is this. Well, Mike, I don't need anybody now, so why would I recruit? And I said, well, when you need somebody, then what are you going to do? Start it now? Holy shit, like this is going to be painful circle of death. What about this? What about if I interviewed all the time consistently and produced a hot list that when I did need someone, I can just bring them in? And if I knew that they wanted to make $27 an hour but didn't need them now, I'm like, hey, we're going to keep you in mind. And 6 months from now, I need them. And I call, what's your name? Brad. And I call up Brad, and I'm like, hey, Brad, remember you came and visited us? We really liked you. And we have an opportunity now for $30 an hour. We're wondering if you're interested. Guess what Brad says? Hell yeah. And he turns to all of you and says, goodbye. I'm coming here. Because I already know, I'm already prepared with it. See, it's easy to buy trucks and stuff. I know it costs money, but you guys could probably get one of these trucks and drive it home tonight, whatever it is. See, you have to build the hot list and recruit always. And you cannot recruit well if you don't understand your avatar and don't have a solid recruiting. Recruiting is an art of what? The word starts with M. Marketing. And if you don't know marketing, You're probably not growing, and you're also suffering recruiting. That's the number one skill set you have to understand is marketing. Now, you can hire gurus for it, definitely, and that makes sense. But you should learn the art of it. Okay? My marketing takes me less than an hour a week to manage. And our marketing budget is at 11% this year we grew the company on 8.8%. Okay? 1 hour a week. That's all it takes me because of the way I set it up and build it up. The last piece under warrior hiring on the bottom of 12 is culture. If I could rewind time, and if you ever meet me somewhere, the question you always want to ask me, Mike, if you rewound time and there was something that you could do different than you're doing today, what would it be? And I would tell you culture. And I would tell you there's more in the culture than just eating birthday cake and ice cream together and making them breakfast every now and then. It is a plan that you have to have clarity around, have to have clear understanding around. And it's something that gets nourished and grows over time. And the one thing you don't ever want to do with culture is you don't want to put something in place that's not scalable. I'll give you a quick example before we go to the next thing. You don't, like, see, at one time when everybody went through, see, when you come and work at Gold Medal, your first day with us is what we call total immersion. It's a one day. You go through all the departments. You learn the inner of everything. Then you go into 10 days of what we call university. If you don't have that, you should build it or consider it. Okay? But the one thing that I know for a fact about the culture is when we learn that the culture changes as you grow. Is that true or true?
Yeah.
It's so true. And the thing is, did you ever outgrow an employee? Did you ever outgrow an employee?
Yeah.
Whose fault? Your fault. Because you didn't know how to nurture that culture to embrace and keep pulling people so they stay on the bus. It's so easy to fire people today. It's so easy to think that they're expendable. People are not expendable to me. I believe if my employees come to me and say, we want to get rid of this guy, he's not a fit, I just want to know, tell me everything you did. Because if you can't tell me everything you did, you didn't fight for him. And you better fight for him. He's relying on you, right? But they're like, Mike, he doesn't have common sense in this. Okay, either did his father probably. But that doesn't mean he can't learn it. See, Cesar Millan, who knows Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer, dog trainer? See, when the dogs can't, he can't fix the dog here, he brings the dog where? To a pack of dogs that know how to behave. See, that's what I learned when warriors, when people become warriors and follow other warriors, they know how to behave. They know the level of energy. Now, I'll tell you, some of you out there probably looking, they're like, man, this is what my employees just say, Mike, you look so mean and angry. I'm like, no, this is intensity at its highest level. Sorry I didn't explain it to you. I'm not mad at all. I'm just focused and intense. Because this is how you have to play the game today to win. Make sense? Yes?
Yeah.
All right, good. Let's go to, here we go, number 13. Oh, man, this is a big one. But this is perfect. We're just on time for this. We'll crank this one out. Three things I learned. I'm sitting here thinking. Strategy number 5. I'm thinking, what's the problem with people today? Because now, I've always helped companies. I've helped some of the biggest companies out there 5 years ago. I was the ninja. They took all the credit. Nobody ever seen me. I was helping companies a long time. It's just in the last 2.5 years that I stepped. And to be honest, I stepped into this industry and market to punch it in the face in a kind way. Because I wanted to see, because I was so tired of watching people promise people things and couldn't change their lives. And it was bothering me. I was in an organization. I watched that happen. They promised them the promised land and it never came. Why? Because they didn't understand the mindset stuff. And as I sat there and think about it, I found out there's these three things. I call them the three C's. Confidence, consistency, and commitment. I found out in growing a business, if you are not confident in your ability, you'll always be afraid. Who's in here, like, has their finger on the trigger of something? You're, like, right here, but you don't pull it. Be honest. Have your finger on the trigger, don't pull it. That's a confidence issue. Now, who has a problem being consistent? You start training, you stop training. You start a process, you stop a process. Okay, if you don't think you have a consistency problem, who's ever been on a diet, didn't lose the weight, and you're off?
Yeah,
point proven. Consistency issue. You're like, I'm going to drink green smoothies and eat salad every day. And like 3 weeks, you're like, I'm starving to death. Give me a big old beer and a burger. Right? Consistency problem, right? And then the last one is commitment, right? Commitment is I'm all in. Let's be honest, who has in their business 1 foot in and 1 foot out? 1 foot in and one, thank you for your honesty. I know what it feels like to be that way. That's not commitment. See, when you jump in and you're in 100% and you're playing to win no matter what happens, what I've experienced million-dollar lawsuits. I've experienced things, $500,000 embezzlement. Like, I've been there. That's why people listen, because I understand the scars and I understand the super wins. Make sense up here? I love this board. I never had this happen before. I just have one. I hope I got enough gifts for everybody here right now. You see the dilemma I have right now. That's the dilemma I'm dealing with. Okay. Now, here's what we're going to do here. One, flip to page... go to last page, page 16. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to open it up for, I think I could probably take like one question. On page 16, there's a red box there. It says CEO Warrior Contest. There's no ploy. Look, you'll be on my marketing list. If you want, get off. Who gets a lot of marketing stuff from me anyway? Good, thank you. I lead by example. It's the only complaint I get. Mike, you send me a lot of stuff. And I'm like, you haven't grown in a while? Yeah. I'm like, send people more shit. Like, and make sure it's really good and valuable. I mean, come on, let's be real. It's marketing. So if you go there, here's what I'm giving away. I'm going to give you away all my books. The nine pillars. Has anybody been through my nine pillars? Okay. My nine pillars, mindset, skill set, action set, clarity, alignment, accountability, and training, coaching, managing. I have a whole program on that. You'll get all that stuff, whoever's the winner. Plus, I'll give you 1 hour of my time. You could come into New Jersey for the 1 hour and hang out with me for an hour, or we'll get on a Skype or something for 1 hour. I promise that 1 hour will be worth $250,000 or more. So after this, don't do it now. Just go in there and put it in. And if you're not interested and hated me the whole time, you should have left already. I would have been okay. I wouldn't have called your ass out. It would have been fine if you left, really. It would have been good. All right. And then I have a workshop there. If you're interested in that, I will just tell you that unlike a lot of people in the industry today, you can't just come and play with me and hang out with me unless you're ready to play full out and hard, because I don't play that game of half foot in, half foot out, right? I take it serious. I have a reputation of doubling the size of businesses more than anybody that I know, okay? Now, we have time. Give me one question. Raise your hand. Whoa, that was fast. In the red, what's your name?
Ben.
Ben, what's your question, sir? Yeah.
That's just a lot of money, it seems like, for marketing.
Okay, so, yeah, first limiting belief, and let's understand limiting beliefs, right? A limiting belief is something that's created based on an experience that created an emotion in you to make you think that what you think is true, okay? So the first truth is thinking that marketing is a lot of dollars, and it doesn't have to be a lot of dollars. It could be next to nothing for it. Paper is really cheap, right? What you're saying with referrals is a form of marketing. It's word-to-mouth marketing, or maybe you have a referral program. It's all based on sustainability of growth and the level you want to grow. I never tell anybody who comes and plays with me, I just want to know what you want, and I'll help anybody with anything. Do you want more freedom? Because let's be real. Who in this room has a really great business, and all you really want is more free time to golf, play, hang out with the family? Who's in that position? Yeah. So that's a totally separate strategy to teach you how do you run a 28 or will be 32 million at the end of this year. How do you run that without having to go to the office every day? You don't see a square in my office that I go sit my butt in, right? It's not there. So some people want that. Now, who just wants massive wealth? You're just like, I want wealth. Look, not a lot of you. I normally find that's a childhood problem. It's a childhood problem because your parents told you there's more to money. Here's what I'll tell you. If you don't want massive wealth, you don't care enough about changing the world, because I'll tell you, there's nothing that could change the world faster than injecting wealth in it. So when you think you're not in the wealth game, get in it fast. Because if you have a community and you have a church and you have homeless or starving people, then learn how to get wealth and give it away. We've given over 100 and something thousand last year between Wounded Warriors, Make-A-Wish Foundation, and Cookies for a Cure. And that was money from my company. I didn't take it from customers. Thank you. Thank you. Which, who are my military, army vets, and people in the room? Let's hear it for them. That's the real important. Thank you. I'm honored. Without them, we couldn't even be in the room today. That's why I give so much money to Wounded Warriors, because I get that. But at the end of the day, you know, my parents are telling me a lot of that not money means anything either. They also told me money doesn't grow on what? Trees. Until I really learned and told my dad, which was only about 10 years ago, I said, Dad, if I owned orange trees or lemon trees, I could pick those off and sell them for money. So money really does grow on trees. He said, son, I didn't know that. See, I only knew what my dad told me and his dad told him. That makes total sense. That's what I learned. Money grows on trees all over the place. Does that make sense? So I hope that helps some. So the last one is market domination. Here's what you should feel if you want that. So if you want market domination, you want, who should watch the movie Highlander? Highlander? There could only be one. If you want market domination, raise both hands up, because that's market domination. Like, I'm ready to flip tables over right now. I mean, because when you just want to be the one, the strongest, see, I got to be careful. Sometimes I'll break stuff by accident. This is probably an expensive podium. When you want that, that's how you, when I walk in my company, first off, I have a 120-foot flagpole in the front of my company with a 40-foot by 30-foot flag. And when I walk down that sidewalk into my building, this is how I walk. Boom. Because guess what my employees want? Strength and power to lead. Do you get that? Do you get that? All right, I want to be just as respectful as Ellen was to me. So here's what you got in front of you. Take this, don't throw it out, think through it. You have my business card there. If you want to send me hate emails, that's cool. I love them. I'll deal with them. You got a coupon there, which is a gift only here. If you're interested in playing with me, you guys don't go nowhere. You could use that coupon. Otherwise, I'd like to tell you something. Go out and not only change your business, but play a bigger part in changing the world, okay? I'm honored to serve every one of you today. Thank you. Let's see. Man, you already got some goodies here. There's a kick-ass calendar for you. You need this, because you got that. Do you have this one?
No.
Are you kidding me?
I have not.
What's going on with you?
I'm seeing you.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Kick-ass calendar. Kick-ass calendar for you. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
thank you.
It.
Thank you. Honored.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Here's my card.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Where in Jersey are you at?
East Brunswick area, Middlesex County. Thank you. Oh, yeah, you're not far from me. You probably see my trucks.
Thank you.
So you're in New Jersey?
Yes, thank you, thank you.
Can you steal that book for me?
This one? This one has, there's more books over there. Go get it. This one has notes in it. Yeah, if anybody needs a book, there's more books.
Thank you.
Thank you, I'm honored. I'm honored. Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much, thank you.
So tell me something, when people come to spend a day with you, right?
Yeah, it's 4 days. Hang back and I'll talk to you a minute. You're running somewhere, hang back.
Hey, I really appreciate it. Dude.
Thank
That's
you.
Really cool, man.
I'm honored.
Where
I'm honored.
Did you get the books from?
There's some more books should be down there. If we run out, send me an email. I'll send you books. Paper sheep. I'll send you up.
How you doing, sir?
Thank you.
By any chance, would you come to our business at all?
No, and you won't want me to. When I explain what I do, you'll want to come to my warrior den and see what we do. Just hit me up and let's have a conversation.
Okay.
If it's a fit, it's a fit. If not, I'll lead you in the best direction no matter what.
Right.
Okay? You got my card and stuff? Just go on my site, fill out the form, send me a message, track me down. Good?
Hi, Mike. Thank you.
Hi. Thank you. Right. Honored. Honored. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you so much. Thank you.
Are you selling the secret book?
No, I got no books to sell. I didn't bring nothing to sell you guys.
Okay.
Sorry. It's on Amazon, though.
It's a nice thing.
And send me an email. This is a good piece of crap. Yeah. And send me an email. I'll send you a book. No. Heads up. There you go. Happy wife, happy life.
Robert Borski, Environmental Services. Nice
oh,
to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Do you have another one of your...
The books?
The books. I didn't
You'll have to look down there, and if I'm out of them, I'll have to send it to you. Just hit me up.
You going to be at the stadium?
I'm going to be around here today, but I leave tomorrow.
You leave tomorrow? Not going to be at the aid thing?
I won't be at nothing. Today's my day. I got to fly back. I got too many other things on.
Sean Brady, I'll see you.
Thank you.
I'm in New York. I'm going to come over and check you out.
Oh, thank you.
I got a couple we got to talk about.
Oh, I'm awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you. Honored.
Burlington, New Jersey.
Oh, Burlington.
Do you do stuff locally? Because I'd love to.
In New Jersey. We do our 4-day boot camp. It's kick ass. It's amazing. Just hit me up by email. We'll talk about it, see if it's a fit. Well, no one knows how to grow more in New Jersey than me. You must see my trucks around, right? And I got 119 billboards, and I figured it out, brother. So.
And I do love the flag in front of your building.
Thank you. I'm honored about that. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, your Yellow Page strategy, did you go online with them? You don't still have
No, I don't do online.
So you still
Hang
the
on.
Book, just in the
I
book.
Did a whole cost per call program that I invented with them and pulled it off.
Excellent.
Now I could stay in it forever and ever and ever and ever. Boom. That's all you should say. Boom. Boom. That's all you should say, brother.
Thanks again, brother.
Thank you.
Your boot camp, but that's all. You can find all that stuff online. Obviously.
Yeah, well, just hit me up with an email or something, or go to my website, fill it out. We'll get one of our people, give you a call. We'll see if it's a fit. If it's a fit, you'll come spend 4 days. It'll be life-changing. Now, I can't talk about that stuff here, but I give a $1 million guarantee. At the end of the day, first day, 10 o'clock at night, if you think I haven't showed you how to easily make $1 million, save $1 million, or change your life unlike anything you've ever seen, I'll give you all your investment back, flight, hotel room. Nobody's even brave enough to give that guarantee. I've never given back a dollar. 2.5 years now.
Hi. I'm from New Jersey. I met your company. You wanted to buy me out.
I did.
We're still thinking about it.
You're still in it, or you still want to get out?
We're still thinking about it.
Well, let's change the game. Stay in the game.
We're not going to sell out.
Don't sell.
But
you're still too young to sell. Stay in it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Good job.
Thank you.
I'm going to sit back at your boot camp for myself.
Honored.
I'm going to be able to take over.
So then it's, I work with a lot of that father-son stuff. Yeah.
What is your marketing budget?
Mine right now is 11%. I grew on 8.8%.
Yeah.
And what freaks most people out is I grew and I never did SEO until I was over 20 million. And I still don't do a lot of SEO, which is the number one strategy a lot of guys do. But it doesn't pay the best returns most of the time.
It is for us, SEO.
It's good if you're tracking it.
Yeah,
so if it's doing it, you keep doing it.
Yeah, yeah. But
if it's not, you think of maybe a different way that that we're doing it. See, here's the thing. When you come to my 4 day, I show everything. Like it'll blow your mind. Nobody in the industry's ever seen anything like it. I keep it no more than 50 people in the room. That's it, because it's hand-on, one-on-one in my 15,000 square foot building in New Jersey. Let me make sure Ellen's not in here yet, because I'll get off the stage for her.
Is it per person?
Some people, we had somebody from Australia, they came with 4 people.
Well, I was thinking me and my son. I don't want him to be left alone and try to struggle.
Then you're both going to want to come.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're both going to want to come. Well, just so you know, the next one's in May. We'll sell out in the next 30 days.
Yeah, well,
and then there won't be I only do it 4 times a year because I'm all about freedom.
Yeah.
So if you want it, then jump in soon. And like I said, we'll have a talk and see if it's a fit.
Thanks.
Cool, awesome.
Thank
hey, thank you. Honored, honored.
Yeah, picture really quick.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. You look good.
Do I look good? Okay.
You look great. Thank you.
Man, you're the only one that asked for a picture. And I got this badass thing here. Really badass. Like, I was going to give it away, but I didn't. Now I know why, because you asked for a picture. You have to be really careful. It's really sharp. And not everybody has one of these. This is a CEO Warrior knife. It's
cool.
Deadly.
You know what you got over here?
No, I got to do it. I brought this little baby one for me. Doesn't count for nothing. This kills the baby one.
Yeah, that's cool.
There. It's a gift for you, man. In case you ever need to kill a walker or something.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You just never know.
So, like, I right now, I'm just a one-man show. I do sewer and drain cleaning.
Yep.
I